WJT and 4ZLK. WJT and 4ZLK. ZLK, KQ4WJT. How am I sounding? Really good. What power setting are you on? Not there yet. Still trying to figure that one out. The function button. I think if you hit that and then press it and release, it should bring up the menu and then you should be able to scroll through it and find power. Transmitting on high. I think this is on low now. How many settings you have? I think I read there's 4 settings on that one, but I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, and it's just a little bit of white noise in the background, but you sound still good signal. Copy that. There was a long pause. You asked me if I could still hear you, okay? And I said there was a little bit of white noise, but still, I can copy you. And then there was a long pause. From the function setting, and when I keyed down, I guess it doesn't transmit. I guess I got to key it once, let go, and then key again. When you key the microphone, when you're in a different setting, I think it automatically just comes out of that setting and goes back to the standard, you know, face there, the standard menu. It's a nice radio. It's definitely got a lot more features I got to figure out. I know you don't have a lot of time, but when you get some time, I would read through the book and maybe look through the book and, you know, through the menu and or the different functions and mess around with them a little bit till you get used to what it does and how to operate it. It's easier to do that on this one. The one I have in the truck is just hard because I would just be sitting down there in the dark reading through the manual and trying to mess with the settings, whereas this will be a little easier in the evenings to mess around with. Same, they're labeled the same as the one in your truck. It's just set up differently, but I'll bet the menu and everything is very similar. So once you learn this one, the other one, you just have to look at the buttons and see what they're labeled, and you should be able to do the same things with it. Like, I noticed right away, obviously on the same button, just, you know, another set of knobs to be able to receive, you know, on both frequencies there. So any power settings it has? It has 3, low, medium, and high. Looking at it online, and I thought someone put on there, had 5, 15, 30, 50, and 65, or 55 and then 65, which I didn't think made sense to have the last two that close together. So it's probably the same as the one in your truck. I think it's 5, 15, and 50. It might be a 65-watt radio. The book will tell you, though.
Yeah, I'll have to find it in the manual, see what I can find there. But the menu itself just shows the 3, so. Did you say you have the same one, or were you looking at wanting to get it?
Yeah, I am going to get one. I like it. But no, I don't have that one yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's really user-friendly, obviously, like a lot of them are, but I like how the display is set up compared to the other one a little bit more.
Make the dual band, you can receive, dual receive, I guess, dual VFO, dual receive on this one, where the other one was just single receive, but dual band. Yeah, you'll like it. I think it's a nice radio. I am curious, can you bump the power up to medium, and let me just hear the difference.
This is bumped up to medium here.
Radio came up just a little bit, and the white noise in the background went down a little bit. It's still there. But you were fine on the 5 watts or the low power. I would leave it on low power unless someone tells you they can't. You're not making the repeater. Just on that little antenna and the way it's in the room like that, I would probably leave it on low power.
No. Yeah, I'm picking you up really well. The funny thing is that antenna is just sitting on the windowsill. If I try and put it anywhere else, I get a lot of background noise. And, you know, anytime you read about setting them up, people always recommend to put them on some type of metal. And for whatever reason, the windowsill works the best there.
Funny about things like that, and it's not even on the repeater side of the house, so it's funny how it works. But yeah, that's just like with an HT. While you just temporarily have that antenna like that, your best receive talking, find the best receive is probably going to be the best location to transmit from generally.
Cool though. It's definitely nice. I think you'll have to come over and check it out at some point. You'll definitely like it.
Well, it's supposed to have a speaker on the faceplate and on the main body of the radio. Can you tell? I'm not sure if you... I guess it's adjustable with just the one volume knob, but you may have to set it up in the menu. Can you tell where the audio is coming from on the radio?
It sounds like it's just coming from the top there. That you're saying that has a second speaker on it.
It is supposed to have a speaker as well, so if you have it mounted on your dash, separated from the radio, there's supposed to be a speaker in that, a 3-watt speaker, which is what most of these radios have, a 3-watt speaker. So you technically have 6 watts of output on between the two of them. If you had them both on, it should make a big difference in the signal. You shouldn't need both of them on. I was just curious if you could tell.
I think it's coming out of both. I pulled the faceplate away from the main radio body, and I could hear you more so out of the faceplate and then faintly off of the body of the radio itself. So I think it kind of splits it up.
There's a setting in there you should be able to. I could be mistaken, but you should be able to turn one or the other off and have one on and one off, or vice versa. Or you can have them both on, and you may even be able to, I think you can control, like, the percentage. Like, you can have them both at 100%, or it sounds like your main body is down, is at less percentage of output as the faceplate.
I'm sure it'd be pretty easy to switch it. I don't know what would be better, but the way the faceplate speaker is, it kind of projects it right towards you while you're looking at it, so... Sounds really good.
But on this end, so other than a little bit of white noise, but that's to be, that's not an issue. It's to be expected with that small antenna, quarter wave antenna, and the low power, but it's fine. I would leave it on that. Where is the microphone cable plugged in? Is it plugged into the main body or to the faceplate?
On the other radios, I think I can just key and talk and it switches over, but this one won't. I don't know if there's a setting for that or not, but the microphone hooks up to the face. But if you detach the face, there's also a spot for it to hook up to the main body.
I thought that's what it said it would do. I was just curious, did it come that way or did you plug it in that way? Did you install it?
It's connected to the body and the box, and the microphone was in its own wrap, but... when you have the faceplate on, there's no way to hook it to the body, until you take it off.
I was curious if it was set up similar to the 6000 where I knew it had a plug-in there on the faceplate, but I was wondering if it also, if you could snake it through, like, has a little indentation where the cord would fit through. Anyway, but you sound good. That radio sounds really good, so have fun playing with it and learning it. And that'll be fun to start monitoring your dual VFOs there.
Thank you. Thank you again. That was a good surprise there. I don't know. Do we need a... I guess everything's sounding good. I don't know when it comes to tuning with the antenna, if that's really needed or not.
Well, check the back of the radio, or put your hand on the radio and see if it's getting hot. I was over there a few weeks ago and had my SWR meter, and it was a little high. It was close to 2 or just under 2. But if you run it on medium or high power, it will probably start affecting it. We need to think about getting you a different antenna. I tried to adjust it, but that one, there's not much play in it to be able to adjust it. I think it was already, it was as low as it would, the antenna was as short as it would go. I think it needed to go a little bit shorter to tune it in better. But, or maybe, I can't remember, maybe it was out. I can't remember what it was. I don't know if it'll be able to, we might be able to clip it if it needs to be shorter, but we'll have to check it again. But keep an eye on your radio by feeling it. If it starts feeling hot, really hot, and if you're transmitting for a while, then definitely. But we'll figure something out with a new, get you a new antenna or something. But the audio sounds good. You don't sound like you're overdriving, so I think the microphone gain is perfect on that for right now.
Yeah, feeling that now. It feels nice and cool with fans running. That's good to know. And I doubt I'll probably be transmitting enough to get it too hot, but I'll definitely keep that in mind.
On high power and talk for a long time, you might start noticing it, but you should be okay on 5 watts. So, anyway, it sounds good, Seth. I'm glad you got it hooked up, and should expect to hear you on the radio a little more often now, especially when you're at home.
Definitely don't have an excuse now, other than the girls, but, there are a lot of evenings where I am sitting here right around 9 o'clock, so it will be nice to be able to have that to use in the evenings.
You can monitor 2 meter on both sides of those, on both VFOs. You can either do 2 meter on both sides or 440 on both sides, or 2 meter on the left side and 440 on the other side, or vice versa, 440 on the left side. But for me, looking at the way you've got it set, I would probably have my main frequency on that left side right there. I don't know if it's VFOA and VFOB, if it says anything like that, but that's the way I would set it up and have the one on the right as being your secondary VFO.
I don't ever really, go 440. I know I can. Well, I'm pretty sure I can transmit on that. I just don't remember. I have the main channel on the left and then, secondary on the right. Probably be a good idea.
Okay. Well, you could even do something if you put it in your truck. Let me back up. That antenna you're on right now is a dual bander, so it will transmit on 440 as well. And your truck antenna is a dual bander, 2 meter 440. If you decide to put it in your truck, you could even have like this repeater on the left side and an Asheville repeater on the right side. If you find one up there that since you're up there all the time or up that way, Hendersonville, it's up to you. Or if you find you can monitor a simplex frequency or whatever, or eventually we can figure out a 440 frequency to kind of hang out on. But there's all kinds of possibilities, whatever you want to do. Or you may never even use that other side. You may not be on it enough to even warrant, having it there. But it's a nice feature to have, a nice option.
True. I mean, it's definitely nice to have. That would be something to play around with. And at one point, I figured out how to switch between 240, 440, but I already forgot, so I got to figure that out again. But I think it's pretty simple. And messing with the squelch as well. I got to get that situated on the 440 side.
And you got the two buttons on each side, or the two knobs. I think one's squelch and one is volume. And I think if you push the volume, I could be wrong, but if you push it in, it might switch to that side. So if you wanted to go over to the right side, if you just push in the knob, I think it changes the VFO to that side. And I believe that the size of the numbers switch too, right? Don't they get larger?
The larger number indicates which one you're on. And that bottom knob, which is not... it's not the volume. Actually, I don't remember now. The bottom knob, you can toggle to the squelch. And it's the one you use to rotate between channels. And then the top knobs are for volume.
Off of that picture, looks like volume / squelch on the top knob. And the bottom one is dial, maybe, for like spinning it to change frequency or change the menu. If you press the menu button and then use that knob to scroll through the menu, maybe. Anyway, you'll have fun. You'll figure it out. Just take your time and read a little bit through the book. You know, maybe read a page or a section every night or something, and try to have the radio there so you can do what the section says. Some stuff I never use, but I went through it anyway on the radios that I've got, just in case that I'd at least be familiar with it, and then you'll find which the things you'll use or never use.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a good one. It's a pretty, the manual's pretty straightforward too, which is nice. I feel like a lot of times they oftentimes don't explain how to run through things well, but I like this one.
It's like on the second button from the left on the top, it says band. That might switch between, toggle between 440 and 2 meter. I know that PMG is primary memory group, or priority memory group. I think you can store 4 or 5 frequencies in that. If you just hit it, you know, you've got your VFO and memory button to the right of the PMG button. And when you learn how to put stuff in memory, if you want to switch back and forth from the memory to the VFO, then you have your PMG priority memory groups, which to the left of that, which I think you can put 4 or 5 frequencies in there that you might want to call up on a regular basis. You can just hit that button and then toggle through the 3 or 4 or 5 memories.
So I was trying to figure out what the PMG standing for. I was trying to look for a page where it defined everything. Yeah, it's good to know. I'll have to go through and kind of add in all those channels. But it's working great. Fan's running a little more compared to at least that. Or maybe I just don't notice it on my other one, but yeah, everything's good.
I think it's because you're sitting right there, it's all right on your desk. The other one was down the floor under your seat or beside your seat, so probably don't hear it as much. And we've had a 15-minute conversation here, so. But yeah, I think you'll like it. The nice thing about, I know the priority memory group button, you can make any one of your memory channels, or you can go straight from your memory to that just by pressing and holding it. Let's say you have this frequency in as your memory, say memory number one. Well, you can press this button, the priority memory channel, and then just press and hold it, and it will automatically save this frequency into that memory group too. And I believe by pressing and holding it again, you could take it out. So it's very simple on that part. Saving it to your regular memory, I can't remember exactly how to do it, but that's how it works on the 6000.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I like it a lot. So thank you. Really appreciate it. I'll have to come over sometime so you can check it out as well. Take a look at it.
Come over. I'll be coming over to see the girls, and then I'll look at the radio. Then in that order. Well, the girls, Nadine, and then you, and then the radio.
Hey, you know, you could say the radio's at the bottom, but it might be above me.
Girls, Nadine, the radio, then you.
Did you figure out when you're getting that house painted?
Last week they said, beginning of the week he said it'd be a couple weeks, so he's got me on the schedule. I don't know, we'll see. I'm sure I'll hear from him. I did call Mike today, send him those pictures, but I haven't heard back from him yet. But he was like, can you send me pictures? Because I can't picture in my mind what you're talking about. And I said, oh yeah, I'm sending pictures. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm gonna let you go. I got home late. I didn't get home till almost 10, and I'm gonna need to get a shower and get to bed.
Sounds good. Thanks for thanks again for talking, going through some of the stuff, and hope you have a good night, and talk to you later. And 4ZOKAY, KQ4, WJT.
Sounds good. I like the sound of it. Got a good sound there. Love you. We'll talk to you later. Tell the girls hello if you see them, if they're awake, or if you see them in the morning. I'll talk to you later. Okay. take you 4WJT and 4ZLK.